I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The ceasefire in Gaza continues to hold as decisions are made regarding which international forces will have a ground presence in the region. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says the prospect of long-term peace is unrealistic given historical and religious tensions between Muslims and Christians.
And so behind all the peace process remains the very real reality that our hope for the future and their hope for the future are decidedly different.
The good news is that God is advancing his church in Israel. Through their work with Slavic immigrants, SGA is seeing God move among the country's Russian-speaking population.
SGA is happy to support a growing network of Bible-teaching, gospel-sharing and teaching churches.
Prayer points and more can be found at missionnews.org. And near the biblical city of Sidon, Christians are building a new ministry center. They'll serve local Lebanese in a predominantly Muslim area. Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon says,
how did we get to purchase a property from a Muslim community? Right now, my only answer is only by God's grace.
The Hope Ministry Center stands in a region with many displaced families and people in need. Years of war and economic collapse have left many parents unable to educate their kids and businesses who are struggling to survive. The ministry offers education, health care, and discipleship training. With over 800 people joining weekly programs, the need for the center is clear as it expands its capacity. Its mission is to show the Lebanese people that Jesus is the ultimate answer to their needs. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.